Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty. The kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into a heartfelt discussion that challenges, inspires, and connects. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? How are you guys doing? How's everything been? Well, y'all, you already know, before I got on here, I prayed that God would lead me and direct me on this podcast this week. And so first thing that came to mind was 1 Corinthians 2:9, and I'm going to read it, and I'm just going to let the Spirit lead me, as I've promised you guys over and over again, that I would do is let God lead and I follow. So 1 Corinthians 2:9 says this: however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no mind, human mind has conceived are the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So y'all, I titled this episode, Oops, I Did It Again. And when I was growing up, y'all, I loved me some Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. I'm a part of that era, okay? The Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, y'all already know. And then it got into, when I got into high school, it was more the R&B era that came out, which is Usher and the Chris Brown, the Bow Wow, Mari. Y'all know, I'm not even gonna go back into my bag of that. But one of the songs that I think about or thought about immediately as I started to record was Oops, I Did It Again. And I think that this time, instead of, you know, she said, oops, I did it again. I played again with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, oops, you think, you know, y'all know the song. But instead of me playing with somebody else's heart, I played with my own. And what do I mean by that? I found myself recently falling into the pattern of trying to make things happen for myself. I'll admit to you that in this journey of self-discovery, like just being very honest with myself, being very honest about like where my heart is, what my attachment style is, what am I doing? I realized that there's a lot of things that I'm still, what is the reason behind that? What are the reasons behind some of my behavior? And I had to sit with God a little bit and really think about the fact that A lot of why we hold on to things that don't make sense. Hold on to ideas, fantasies, relationships, jobs. Reason why we don't take risks, the reason why we stay where we are is because there's fear. What's the fear? The fear is that it's not going to happen. The fear is that if I wait longer, if more time passes, it means I wasted more time. And that if I'm waiting and I don't see it and I don't see nothing better, I got to hold on to what I have here. And that's what we've been taught, right? You're taught to not leave the job until you get a new job. You're taught to not leave the relationship until you get a new relationship. You're taught to always have this contingency plan and really not leave it until you see something better. And what I've saw in my life in these last couple, really in these last couple months of my life, is that there are times where I've held on to ideas, notions. I've tried to make things work. I try to make things fit. And the reason why I've done all of that is because I lack faith. I lack faith. Wow, God, you just, thank you, Holy Spirit. You just connected that for me. That the reason why, he connected it for me. Y'all just saw something happen supernaturally. You don't even realize it. I had the idea to talk about this prior to coming on here. And when I prayed, I looked at that verse and I'm like, I don't know how you're going to connect this verse to this, but God, I'm going to let your spirit lead. And y'all heard me say that. I meant that. And as I'm speaking, I see exactly what the spirit was linking. That in my mind, you guys, the reason why I titled this Oops, I Did It Again was because I found myself trying to make things happen for myself. I tried to, the best thing that I saw, I tried to make work. And God has been very good at, I mean, he has been extraordinarily skilled at not allowing things that aren't supposed to happen. And for whatever reason, whether it's just some haphazard situation, and y'all, really, it's this connection with, it's me going before God and inviting him in. And when I invite him in, it's almost like when I invite my mama to my house, like when I invite my mom over, I know she is going to clean up. That is my mom's like compulsion. She cleans. And so she will clean and clean and clean. And like one day she came over, she helped me with just, you know, purging my daughter's room of the things that she didn't fit her anymore. And we donate those things. And so my mom went through, and when she was here, she started cleaning out my refrigerator because she felt like my refrigerator wasn't to her standards. And it's when you invite God in, he's like that mama. He's like that daddy he sees that you're, you know, something's wrong with your door. There's something wrong with your toilet. There's something wrong with your closet, whatever that is. And because they have this compulsion, they're like, let me fix it. They fix it, right? Inviting God into your world and inviting God into the room with you, inviting God into the relationships that you have to understand on the other side of that, God is going to clear things up. He brings clarity. And a lot of us fight clarity. Why? Because we're afraid of letting go of what we see. And what I was convicted of in these last couple of months of my life is that I will see something good, or I'll experience, or I'll have in contact with something that I feel like is good, and I'll try to make good work, and I try to force good to stay, and good ain't working, good ain't staying, good ain't, you know, there's just certain things that are just, and I'm not just talking about relationships, I'm talking about all different types of things in my life that I feel like, okay, God, this must be you because this makes sense, and it doesn't work. And I'm like, God, but didn't you tell me, didn't you put that on my spirit? He's like, no, that was you. That wasn't me. And I'm trying so hard to make a good thing that I think is a good thing, that I think is a good solution work. And it's like, it doesn't work. And so he's convicted me over and over again. Well, that's a good thing, but it ain't a God thing. That ain't what I asked you to do. That ain't what I brought into your life. That ain't the relationship for you. That's why you don't have the peace. That's why you keep trying to make it happen in your own strength. That's why there's a certain sense of natural that you're working and overworking in order to attain a certain goal. But when I sprinkle my little God energy on something, when I breathe into it, it don't have to make sense. It's going to supernaturally excel because I'm involved. Like this podcast. started this a couple months ago, guys. I don't have the equipment. I don't have the setup that a lot of people do. But when I started talking to people that do podcasts, and I was reporting the numbers to a friend of mine who's absolutely amazing in this podcast space, has seen just great success. I'm talking to him on the phone about something, and I'm on with my assistant, and we just trying to figure things out. And in that conversation, I'm talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, you know, so what's the numbers like?" And we report the numbers, and he's like, "Is that a week or a month?" And I'm like, "A week. That's my weekly numbers." And he's like, "Sam, are you serious?" And I'm like, "Well, I just started. Give me some time. Let me rock with this a little bit." And he's like, no, Sam, that's incredible. Like, that's unheard of." And I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yes, like that doesn't happen." He's like, "You be doing this with your little platforms." You know, he didn't say little, that's me being country. He said, "You be doing this with your platforms." Like, you just, it's like God just breathes on it and it grows and it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, I'm sitting there in awe because I didn't even realize that I was living in a blessing. Like, I was experiencing favor and I did not even realize it. And then there's areas of my life that I'm just trying so hard to make it happen, make it work, fantasizing about what it would be like if it did work, maybe deluding myself into thinking that if this happened or if that happened, that then my life would be so much better and it would be so much easier and this, that, and a third. And so you try even harder to make certain things happen and to attract certain things to you or to open certain doors. And you realize as you keep hitting these closed doors that these aren't the doors that God has presented before you. And so I titled this, "Yes, Oops, I Did It Again." I did it again. I found myself trying to make things happen in my own strength. I found myself trying to concoct certain plans that would make sense to fill in this gap or do this or do that. I found myself doing it again. I found myself not walking in faith. I found myself getting frustrated because what I wanted wasn't happening, or what I thought would be best, or what I thought would be the best thing for me in this moment. It's like every little thing is just not working. And I found myself just recently just having a conversation with my trainer. We're talking and I'm like, you know, letting him know what's going on. He's like my uncle. I love uncle. Shout out to Tone Zone Fitness, but he's like my uncle. We just talking, going back and forth in the middle of a workout where he's absolutely pressing me into the concrete. Okay. And we talking and he says, you know, he's like, you know, "Sam, I think that if you did that, you'd be settling." I'm like, but it's got this and it's got that. It makes sense. But he's like, "Yeah, but some of the things you share with me, I think you'd be settling." I'm like, "But this other stuff is taking forever, Tony." And he's like, "Well, that's just the kind of walk you have. That's the kind of," he's like, "That's just what, you're not normal. This isn't normal. What you're experiencing isn't normal. And you trying to rush to a finish line, you're going to end up settling." And so as I sat here today and I was praying, I was like, "Okay, God, I know this is what I'm going to talk about." Is that a lot of us, because we want things to happen in our own time frame, within the time frame that makes sense to us. We want the relationship in this moment, at this time. We feel like it makes the most sense right now. This is the best thing that I've seen. This is better than my ex. This is better than my last person. So I'm just going to make this work because this is what I see. I don't see anything better. I don't think I deserve anything better. So I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to make it work, even though I'm miserable, even though this is not healthy, even though I'm not excited about this, whatever, but this is the best that I see. So I'm going to stay, because waiting for something else will require more faith than I'm willing to give. So I'm going to settle here in the wilderness when I know, well, I don't know. When I believe there's a promised land, but I don't see it. I believe that God can do, like, for 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind, no human mind can even conceive all that God has planned for those who love him. I hear that and that sounds great, but in my practical day-to-day life, when I want this and I'm at this age and I want to do this and I see all these things happening and I'm just like, okay, time just keeps on moving, God, but everything that I've been asking and praying for just doesn't seem like it's happening. So I'm going to try this. I'm going to do that. Maybe I need to settle here. Maybe I need to settle with that. Maybe I need to deal with this. Maybe I need to get in a relationship with that. Like, you just start getting into your head and you realize that, okay, wait, really, it's my time frame that I desire for myself that's causing me to say, you know what, God, I heard that you would do these things. I heard about this promised land. I heard about the fact that you, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can even conceive. But actually walking that out and waiting on the time that you decide to bring it is exhausting. And I don't see it. And everybody around me is asking me questions. And I really have these feelings that are coming up within me that are uncomfortable, where I want this and I desire that, but it's not happening for me. And I'm seeing these bills and they're accumulating. And the reality of my situation is all very much apparent to me. It's all very much blaringly obvious to me. And I keep seeing it and people keep sending it to me. People keep asking me questions. And so I'm just going to settle here in the wilderness because I see what's happening around me. And to wait for the promise is exhausting. The waiting for the promise seems unending. The waiting for the promise makes me feel like it's not going to happen at the time that I want it to happen, or I feel like time is running out and I don't really understand, even though you are the creator of time, you are the creator of people. But for me to wait on, no eye has seen, for me to wait on or take the risk on the promise is causing me anxiety and I'm not really sure. And I have to sit down with myself, y'all. I've had to sit down with myself and realize that the reason why the waiting on something else, waiting on something that you don't see, waiting on the promise, like, okay, if I take this risk, God, I don't see another side. I don't see another answer. I don't see another person. I don't see another way. I don't know. The reason why it gives us anxiety is because anything out of our control gives us anxiety. Anxiety comes from the lack of control we have over our circumstances. When we can't fix the problem, when we can't pay the bill, when we can't fix the relationship, when we can't get into a relationship, when there's anxiety that comes from situations that are beyond our control. And so, yes, I did it again. Yes, I found myself in the same position again, where I'm trying to make something happen and I'm getting frustrated and torn up because I want it to happen, but it's not happening. And at this point, y'all, I'll be honest with you, God ain't even letting me settle. God is saying, listen, you've been walking with me, and so you keep inviting me into these situations, and I'm going to keep clearing out the malarkey. Why? Because I love you. Yes, that situation seems good. Yes, that actually makes a lot of sense. Yes, that person makes sense. Yes, that person may be good. You know, God's like, I see, you're right. They're not bad. They're just not me. Because when I bring a situation into your life, it doesn't even make sense how good it is. And I had to be reminded as I do this podcast today, that as I'm speaking into this microphone, as I'm talking to you about this circumstance, more than just pretty podcast is an example of this. It is better than anything that I could have imagined. I was figuring out how do I do my ministry? How do I incorporate the Miracle Monday aspect into things, even though I haven't been able to figure that out in a real way. Let me calm down. I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit, calm down. There's a passion, y'all. Sometimes I can't control it. But in a real way, how do I incorporate my spirituality in the platforms that I have? And I've tried to do it throughout and sprinkle it in. And this has become my major platform that I've used. I've really incorporated my spiritual relationship with God. And God has just blown his breath on it. And I looked at the numbers of what, like, downloads would it would be to be, you know, consider this or consider that, because your girl's competitive, okay, y'all know. And I'm looking and I'm like, wow, I just started this 4 months ago or three, 4 months ago. I'm already in the top downloads wise, the top 5% of podcasts in the world. What? Like that doesn't even make any sense. Like how, like why, like what? I mean, it is beyond what I could have seen when I started this podcast. I didn't have the equipment. I didn't have the infrastructure. I didn't have what other people had. It was, no eye has seen it. No ear had heard it. No mind, no human mind could even conceive what God had done or has done for me. It's the same thing with the YouTube channels, the same thing with the Instagram, the same thing with the TikTok. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's because there's a God aspect to it that I can't explain. There's a sense of his super to my natural that is a part of this that I can't take credit for. So as I'm sitting here and I find myself saying, man, Sam, you did it again. You try to make something happen in your own strength. You try to force things to occur in the way that you felt made the most sense. It was the best thing you had seen. And I felt myself, y'all, just trying to make something happen and kind of going out of character and out of bounds to make certain things happen. And I'm like, I find myself like I'm settling for breadcrumbs because I want this to happen. This is the best that I've seen. And so I'm trying to make it happen. I'm trying to do whatever I can do. I'm kind of going out of the box and not really doing what I would normally do or what I'm accustomed to doing, kind of just doing things to kind of get in there a little bit. And I'm like, wait, hold on, fam. Aren't you settling? Is this what you really want? Do you want to be compromising some of the core aspects of? Because if you do this now, you're going to be doing this later. Like it doesn't get better. It gets harder. It gets to be more work. And if you're straining at this point to do it this way and to see the fruits of this now, what do you think it will be? Because this is completely you doing this. This is all you. And how do I know? How did I know it was all me? Because I felt me trying to come up with the situation. I felt the weight of the situation on me. I felt it. It gave me anxiety. It gave me, and mood swings as well. Like the mood swings, the ups and downs of the emotions when you're trying to make something happen in your own strength and it doesn't happen, or it doesn't, you know, whatever that may be for you. When you're not getting the response you want to get, when you're not getting the things you want to get done, you start to feel the weight of the ups and the downs, and there is no peace. There is all you just putting all, like as much as you possibly can into whatever you're trying to create. And because there is no God factor in it, because you aren't inviting God into the room, because you aren't listening to him, you feel like if you're in a relationship right now and it's you forcing something to happen, you feel the weight of forcing it to happen. You feel the frustration, the resentment, the emotional toll, where you don't even know what it means to be happy in a relationship anymore, because you are just trying your best to make something happen that God ain't got nothing to do with. This is you and you. And you saying to yourself, I'm going to do this for as long as I possibly can. I'm going to hold on to this. And I'm not willing to trust God in this area because I don't see better. And a lot of us in the area of love, in the area of our career, in the area when it comes to just certain things that we need love. We need connection. We need money to survive. Those are needs. Those can improve or completely not improve. I don't know, I'm trying to think of the opposite word of improve, but decrease, the value of your life? A relationship could enhance what you got going on, or it can completely destroy what you got going on. Money, more money can help you, less money can hurt you, right? So it's like this up and down weight that you feel. It's like the weight, it's like a battle where you're just constantly up and down, and it's like a roller coaster. It's like one day you're up, the next day you're down. One day it's like dopamine, really. It's a dopamine hit every time, you know, there's a good moment and there's terrible moments, and there's this dopamine hit and then there's terrible moments, and you're just going up and down. It's an emotional roller coaster, and you're just feeling all the hills and the valleys of the roller coaster. And that's when you really sit down and say, like, okay, God, I'm really decided to take this out of your own hands, and I put it in my own. I didn't see better, and if I'm being honest, I didn't trust you for better, so I'm trying to make this thing happen this way. Because I'm here now, I'm in it. And because I don't trust you, let's just keep it real. Let's not like sanitize it and make it sound better. Because I don't trust you for better, because I don't trust you for the relationship, because I don't trust you for this promise of eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, minds can't even conceive all that God has planned for us. Like, I don't trust you for the promise. So I'm just going to go rogue in my own strength and make things happen because I'm a control freak. And I like the idea of being able to manipulate certain variables to get certain results. I don't want to consider a God factor. So I feel the weight of all the things that I'm doing. And I'm choosing that because I'm in control. Me trusting you to be in control is scary because you don't work on my time. You're not going to make it. I think I want it right now. I think that this is the answer to all my problems right now. So instead of waiting on you, I think I'm a way better CEO of my life than you are. And so I'm going to do it my way. And y'all, I'm here to tell you that I was convicted of that this week. I was convicted of the decisions, some decisions I've made that I thought I had talked to God about. But I'm seeing that as I've talked about it and I've seen kind of the results of that, that he weeded those things out. He showed me that this is beneath. This is not what he has for me. This is not the avenue. This is not it. Not this way. But I had gotten so caught up in what I envisioned things to be, what I fantasized it would look like, that I kept trying to make it happen in my own strength. Compromising what I know I need in order to make something fit. And as I sit here now, I've noticed how in a lot of areas of my life, I've made that mistake. I've tried to make things happen in my own strength. I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders. I'm just anxious and just up and down, and my moods are just all over the place. And it's because I'm trying so hard to make something happen in my own strength. And y'all, let me tell you something. The truth is, when you got to make something work, when there is no God in it, there's no peace in it. You've got to keep it up. You've got to keep it going. There is no grace. There is no anointing. There is no, none of that. It's you, because that's what you chose. That wasn't God's best. I will tell you that God's best takes more time than we want it to. It costs, I say it's more expensive because of time, but he is the creator of time. And every time something has happened in my life that I've allowed God to, because I was thinking about some other things in my life that I was like, oh, maybe I'll just do this or do that. And it's like, okay, that's me trying to take control over it. That's me trying to make it happen sooner than it should. I think there's so many different areas where, y'all, in any other circumstance, if I wasn't praying to God, if I didn't have this relationship with God, like things would just happen. Like things would happen differently. You know, I see God, how he's protecting me. Like what people would normally do, they don't do with me. Why? Because of God. God doesn't allow it. God's like, oh, not that one. Mm-mm. You could do that over there, but you ain't going to do it with that one. Like, you would have normally have done it this way, but I'd even have let you get into the same city with her. Like, you know, it's like he has just protected me in such a crazy, divine way when I surrendered my plans to him. And does it hurt? Yes, sometimes it feels like rejection. Sometimes it feels like failure. Sometimes it feels like, why is this happening to me? I'm being honest with you. But then when I look back over my life, when I get over those feelings and I look at the facts of the situation and I see what's going on, I see that God protected me all the way through. That even in the moments that I wanted things to happen that didn't, even in the things that like, and you know what's so crazy, y'all? I was reading a journal that I had and I was reading some of the things I wrote and I was like, you know what? I was spot on. Like I was like, my feelings were like all over the place. But when I got into a praying moment, I should do this more often, but I would get into a praying moment, I would worship, and then I would write. And I would just let my spirit speak to me. And my spirit would kind of like coach me through what I'm going through, even though I don't naturally know what I'm doing, but my spirit did. And so my spirit would tell me things and reveal things to me. I look back and all of it was on point. It was only when I got lost in my emotions, lost in my impatience, lost in my anxiety, lost in looking at the time and saying, okay, God, the time just keeps on moving. But so when is this going to happen? When is your promise going to come to pass? When am I going to see the promised land? When is this going to happen? When is that going to happen? And God is revealing to me in this season. He's like, here's the thing. You can settle and do it your way, or you can get the 1 Corinthians 2:9 promise. You can get the above all else promise. You can get the eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, minds can't even imagine what God has prepared for you. The thing, you can settle with where you are and it happens in the time frame in the way you want it. You can settle for that. It's always going to be inferior to what I'm going to bring, because what I'm going to bring is going to blow your mind. What I'm going to bring is going to fit better than anything else you could try. What I'm going to bring is better than anything you could ever imagine. But a part of that contingency, because our relationship with God is based upon a thing called faith. That's the currency of the kingdom. So a part of that currency of the kingdom is saying, okay, God, I don't really know what you're doing in my life, and I don't really know where you're taking me, and I don't really know why this is happening or why that is happening, but I see that the currency of the kingdom is requiring me to sit my behind down and just allow you to drive the car. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But me forcing it to happen is not going to happen the way I want it to happen. That's what I've realized. Y'all have ever tried to make a relationship work with somebody, or you try to make somebody like you and you don't put yourself out there and blah, 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 blah. And you realize they kind of like, they're not, you know, responding to you in a certain way. And so you feel like you've got to tap dance and do like the whole little dance to make them like you. And then they start, you know, they're just kind of like, they don't feel like they got to contribute anything to the relationship because you pursued them to begin with. So now they over here like, okay, well, you know, I ain't got to compromise. I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. I didn't have to do that to begin with. And how you start is how you finish. If it started with deception, it's going to end with deception. We reap what we sow in this life. And so I've learned that, like, there's times where I'm like, oh, I can't. No, this ain't going to work. It's not going to work this way. I'm going to have to step a couple steps back and let God handle it the way he want to handle it. A lot of this journey, you guys, a lot of it is taking a risk, and not a risk in a way that you're thinking. But sometimes it requires that. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is nothing. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to just be still and know that God is God, that He is sovereign, that His plan is perfect, and that it may not make sense to you in the moment, but one day it will. And maybe it never will. Maybe you will only find out the background of why He did it the way He did it in heaven. But what I've learned is that when I compromise a lot of like the core things that I know that I need, and I'm trying to make things happen because I want it to happen now, and I'm trying to make something fit that doesn't fit, God isn't even, He's like, no. Mm-mm. This, you are settling in the wilderness, and I have a promised land for you. You won't have to make this fit in the promised land I have for you. You won't have to compromise in this area in the promised land I have for you. You won't have to do this in the promised land I have for you. You won't have to be doing all the things you're trying to do to make ends meet now, or all the things you're trying to, the things that you are compromising to get what you want to get when you want to get it. You won't have to do that if you wait on me, because I'm going to make it happen in the right way that doesn't shortcut you. You're shortcutting yourself because you want it right now. So if you want it right now, settle in the wilderness. If you are listening to me, you're like, you know what? I hear all that, Sam, but I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, how I want to do it, when I want to do it, because I don't want to wait on God. Okay, well, you settle in the wilderness. But everybody else that's kingdom-minded, that wants that 1 Corinthians 2:9 promise, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has been able to conceive, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him, I'm waiting on that, because it's going to be better than anything that I could ever imagine. And as much as I want certain things right now, I'm making a commitment to you, and I'm making a commitment to God that, yes, I messed up, and yes, I fell short, but God, I'm back focused. I want promised land. I want promised land. I want your promise. I don't see it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how you are going to make the things that I believe you are going to make happen. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know when it's going to happen. But God, I believe you. I trust you. I have seen how you have made mountains, molehills into mountains in my life, how you have made me be able to be coming from the lowest of valleys, and you brought me to the mountaintop. I have seen you do it. I have seen you answer my prayers. I have seen you do it. I'm trusting you for promised land. I'm trusting you for promised land. It's so easy to judge the Israelites back then when they went to the promised land. They're like, dang, this is so much going on. We're going to have to fight these giant people to get in here. I don't think we can do it, y'all. Only two of the 11 really felt like they could do it. God's like, you, your mindset ain't right. Because you're only counting on your own strength to get into this promised land. You're not even thinking about the fact that the only reason why you got here, the only reason why you are at this place being able to look at it now, is because I sent you here. So even though it may be a fight, if I'm with you and I led you here, you don't think I'm going to get you through it? You don't think I can defeat these giants? You don't think that I, the same God that crossed the Red Sea, that opened that thing up for you, you don't think that I can take you to where you're trying to go? You think that the desire in your heart, is just there haphazardly? No, I put it in you. But as long as you're trying to make this thing happen in your own strength, the more you try to make it fit into how you conceive and perceive the world and what you see right now, that is going to keep you exactly where you're at, as long as you're trying to make it happen in your own strength. I told my brother this, and I mean that. I mean what I'm about to say. We reap what we sow in our lives, family. When we decide to reap evil or sow evil, we reap evil. A lot of us, we're trying to shortcut people, not give people certain things, not do certain things for them, do this, that, and third, do wrong by them, because in our own minds, we don't see how doing right by somebody that has hurt you is going to help you. And God's like, I don't care about all that. I'm trying to see if you're responsible. I'm trying to see if I bless you in one way, will you be responsible but with what I am about to give you? But if you show me you're irresponsible, if you show me, because y'all, ooh, I'm getting excited. It's going to be a longer one. I'm sorry. The issue that happened with Saul, family, is that Saul, when it came down to it, when the pressure was on him, he defaulted to himself. And that was because he was insecure. He allowed his insecurities to speak loud so that he couldn't hear God. He couldn't hear the prophets. He didn't seek out God when God was the reason why he was in that position in the first place. So God had to bring David, who was an imperfect man, but he could trust his heart. He trusted his heart. He was a man after God's own heart. He brought David into the play because even though David was battling different things, David trusted God. David sought God out. David, if God said don't do it, David didn't do it. For most of the time. He wasn't perfect. Nobody was. That's why we had to get a savior. Or that's why he sent a savior. We didn't have to. He decided he would do that. God decided in his own love for us that he would send a savior. But Saul defaulting, the Israelites defaulting on their own wisdom, taking things into their own hands, caused them to miss out on the promise. I don't want anybody listening to this to default on your promise. You might think that you've done a lot at this point. I don't know who's listening to me right now, but you might think based upon what everybody's saying, everybody's thinking, everybody's whatever, you're like, there's nothing better than what I've already experienced. And if you believe that, you're right. But the God I serve does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. That even though you've seen good things, there are great things that are in store if you believe it. That's not me, manifestation, all this other stuff. No, that's me trusting my Lord and Savior. That's me seeing him do it. And so as I'm telling you guys, as I'm sitting here and I'm speaking to y'all, I'm speaking to me, to the insecure little girl inside of me that fights so hard to be in control, that fights to make it make sense in her own wisdom, in her own flawed logic. I'm speaking to her. That the same God that did it before will do it again. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love, Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. It has been an honor and a privilege to share this space with you, where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and your insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with being true to yourself. I love y'all, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.